Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Oh, yeah, just like I like it. Always wanted it this way, fellas. No J, and definitely no Max. It's all about Keyshawn Johnson right about now. We're going to turn up the heat down in Miami. Game 3 tonight. The Denver Nuggets against the Miami Heat. Fellas in the control room, where are we going with this?
Just the way I've always wanted it. No Max, no Jay. Fellas in the control room,
help me
where
out.
Are we going?
Yeah.
That was the sound of one hand clapping, ladies and gentlemen.
Who wants to do a show all by themselves, Jake? Screaming and hollering at themselves. Asking themselves, answering their own questions.
Yeah, rhetorical questions,
arguing,
you know.
Rhetorical questions.
All
arguing,
day.
Arguing with the people who call in, telling the people that call in they're wrong, they don't know what they're talking about, bashing athletes, then answering the question, talking to themselves for 45 minutes. Who wants to do that? No.
You sound pretty good. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
That sounds much better. Three people.
Progressive Insurance. It is lonely it is to not, have no one to talk not, to, that's for sure.
Yeah, who wants to do 1965 radio?
Yeah, even then. It's always better when people are talking to each other.
You can reinvent it. I cannot
listen to one person, Jay, for 4 hours.
Well, not 4 hours, but Key, I will tell you, though, if we equipped you, if we armed you with a series of topics that you can give from the athlete-first perspective, you could do it.
I could do a
30-minute show.
I could do a lot of things.
3 minute show.
It's really like 20 minutes of content.
You keep cutting it down. You hear that? What are we down to 20 minutes?
It's easy to do. It's easy to do if you want to do it.
You know,
but who wants? I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to listen to one person for a couple hours talk, answer his own questions. The Yankees and the Dodgers, this and that. And you think that the Rams
lived in New York and listened to sports talk radio.
30 minutes, two guests. A couple of topics, you're fine.
I'll tell you who did a great one-man show on sports back in the day, Keith.
But that's different, though, Jay. You're talking 30 minutes. I'm talking about these dudes. See, like, back in the day, they would do three-hour shows, two-hour shows by themselves. I can't.
Let me tell you who had a great solo show back in the day, sports call-in show. Art Rust Jr. talking sports. Is that before your time, Jay? Art Rust Jr.
What year
Jr.
was that?
Man, it was like late 80s. I mean, he was doing it for years, but like late 80s, let's say.
I know, it's during my time.
He did a solo show. It was great.
Listen, for how long?
Listen to it. I don't remember, but I listened to it. I put it on and listened to it for a while. Though.
He's not getting through 5 minutes by himself. I'm putting a hard under on the 5 minutes, too.
Hard.
He can get over five minutes.
Jay, you don't understand. It's boring. And I'm not. And what I mean by yourself, I'm not talking about interacting with the control room. These guys back in the day weren't interacting with no control room. They were just literally doing it by themselves.
Yeah, they didn't want you to talk. Listen, I have done shows where they didn't want you to talk to the producer. I would make the same argument. But wait a minute. Let's get some characters on here. Make it interesting.
Yes.
You can do 5 minutes by yourself, Keith.
Five minutes
is not a long time.
Of course you can do 5 minutes by yourself.
That's what I'm just, well, that was the question. That was the over-under. That just took the bet on.
5 minutes by yourself. But they're not hiring you to do 5 minutes. They're hiring you for you to do multiple hours. Dudes like, you wouldn't know because you're not from the West Coast, Jay, but Hacksaw, Mighty 690, back in the day in San Diego. He might do like 5 hours straight by himself on in drive time. And he'd just be talking. It's like, I got to turn this dude off. I can't listen to him no more. I just can't.
Meantime.
Max, you can.
What's that?
Can
I could sit and do a radio show all day, but it's not as fun. And if you're doing it by yourself, then the listener's not having as much fun either.
Jay, why are you going to mess with Max?
What? I wasn't messing with Max.
Of course, Max.
Just acknowledging the fact that Max could do a show by himself.
I've done successful shows by myself, but it's not as fun. It's not as fun.
Jay goes, ooh.
Max Kellerman's show was right here in New York. That's right.
Yeah, you do this show by yourself sometimes.
Only on good days. Listen, Kyrie Irving is available. What?
I love you.
Speaking of black holes, right? They're just going to take the ball, dribble, shoot. Kyrie Irving. Now, Kyrie Irving is maybe the most skillful player who ever lived. Whether he always has the wisdom to deploy those skills in a way that makes the players around him better is debatable, and the evidence doesn't look good because too many of the teams he's been on have been at least as good without him as with him in large sample sizes where he's been hurt or taken time off, And that should never be, given how exquisite his skills are.
That's so unfair.
And by the way, this is the fact. It's not fair or unfair. It's just a fact, Key. So he's missed a lot of time on various teams whose records weren't any worse without him. It should not be.
But you can say the same thing. So when the Lakers were missing, and I hate to Jay bring it to the Lakers, but we're talking about it.
Yep.
When the Lakers were missing LeBron James, and they started winning Anthony Davis,
big difference.
Hold on. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
When Reeves and they were cooking and they were winning, the top player was removed. When you look at that situation, you can't just dismiss that.
No,
and
I
say,
hear
well,
it is
a different
Key.
Situation. You can't do
we
that.
Don't listen. This is easily dismissed.
Ja Morant,
watch this.
Same thing in Memphis.
Right. Well, Ja is a whole separate case. Can he make the players around him better? That's enough. But LeBron James has a career spent making everyone around him better. If there's in a very small sample size a case where toward the end of his career, when he's hurt, they bring in a whole bunch of good defensive players, and for a little while the team is better without him. By the way, then he joined the team and they got to the conference finals. That's one thing. Kyrie, in every stop of his career, has missed significant time, and during that time, the team is no worse without him. What I'm saying is he's too good for that to be the case. It shouldn't be the case.
I have a lot of thoughts, but Key, hold on, Key. I have a lot of thoughts, but before I give my thoughts, I want us to listen to Zach Lowe on the Lowe Post podcast to hear what he has to say about it.
I don't think they've shut the door completely on Kyrie coming to the Lakers at some point. And just because it doesn't happen this summer, if it doesn't happen this summer, doesn't mean it can't ever happen. I don't think that door is closed.
You see, my thing is, like, Kyrie Irving is 31 years old. So as much as there's going to be talk about him this next couple of weeks until he makes his decision in free agency about whether he wants to be in Dallas, it's not about whether LeBron James really wants him, because I believe that to be a fact. It's about whether Rob Pelinka right now, due to the history that he's had with LeBron James in clutch, to say, okay, we are actually agreeing on this, and how do we make that work from a roster construction perspective, right? If they can make it work, then great. If they can't, that doesn't mean that Kyrie can't be a part of the future of that franchise with Anthony Davis, because essentially LeBron James would have to opt in to play another year after next year. And then the question around, are the Lakers drafting his son? Like, that looms as well. That's a real thing that LeBron James wants to play with his son.
Question, because when I read that, I see what you're saying, but what I read into, hey, maybe we could take him at, starting to leak to the media, maybe we'd be interested at a later date. That sounds to me like maybe LeBron wants him now, is realizing he's not going to get him now, and to placate LeBron, the Lakers put that out there. Right? To say, we can get him right now.
How would that placate LeBron? LeBron's not dumb. Like, anybody hearing that is not saying, I'm going to stay now because that means they're giving me a chance in the future. I'm 38. I'm about to turn 39. I'm close to 40.
But that's my whole point, Jay. So, and I don't want to throw water on Zach Lowe's. He's just reporting what he possibly could be hearing. But it doesn't make sense. I'm 39 years old, man. I got other stuff to do. When the season was over, I talked about whether or not I even wanted to continue to play. So now you want me to wait to 2024, 25 to play with Kyrie again? That's not gonna happen. Either he's gonna be with the Mavs, or he's gonna be with the Lakers, or he's gonna be with the Suns.
You know?
But that I'm gonna sign with the Mavs and then wind up with the Lakers a year and a half from now. That's not going to happen.
You know something? Rob Pelinka, I gotta tip my cap. I got to tip my cap. Like, at a certain point, a guy builds some credibility in terms of his judgment. Rob Pelinka, I think Kyrie's different than Westbrook because he can play with LeBron and win a championship with him. We've already seen it. And theoretically, he's a perfect complement to LeBron and Kyrie on the floor. But it's tough for LeBron or Clutch to make the argument, no, you got to give us what we want in the form of this player, when they just went through this with Westbrook and Pelinka fixed it. Like, he moved Westbrook and fixed it in season to the point where they got to the conference finals. Pelinka's got some credibility with me as a fan, Jay, right? Like, I trust his judgment
Same
at this
here.
Point.
Same
yeah,
here.
You trust his judgment. I trust his judgment. I also trust Clutch's judgment, because guess why I trust Clutch's judgment?
LeBron James.
Because they got Jay Will, and they got Max Kellerman, and they got Keyshawn Johnson, and they got Yates, and they got Pat Costello. And guess what the Lakers will need in the future?
Yeah, you got to do business with them.
Got to do business. hey, got to do business.
But in other words, Key, there's a way to do business where you just give them everything they want. And there's a way to do business where there's give and take. And it seems to me the Lakers are now doing business as a give and take proposition where they're like, sure, we'd love Kyrie if we don't have to gut the team, but we're not going to pass on Austin Reeves and Hachimura to bring him in.
Yeah, I don't think LeBron James is saying that they have to pass on them. They're probably saying, let's figure out how to make it work. Because at the end of the day, and I don't have the roster in front of me, Jay, you probably would have a better knowledge base of it. There's some people that's coming up in the next year or two that's hella players in the NBA that is represented by Clutch that the Lakers certainly would have want an opportunity to get as LeBron James starts to wire down things in his career. So I can guarantee you that.
This is the toughest balance. This is one of the reasons why I think Bob Myers did retire for the Golden State Warriors, and there's similarities here, right? It's – you know, you're taking two parallel roads at the same time. Which road do you choose to travel down? Like the road not taken by Robert Frost, right? So essentially, to a degree, are you trying to win now or are you trying to establish for the future? Or how are you trying to blend those two worlds together? You saw Golden State struggle with that, right? Obviously with James Wiseman as a top pick. Didn't work out. Trying to get guys like Kuminga, trying to get other aspects, right, to fit into a championship win now mode with Dre's contract coming up, with Klay's contract coming up. Same situation now if you're the Lakers. Got LeBron James turning 39 years old, right? You have Anthony Davis, who you're wondering, like, what's his longevity, right? Because there's injury histories there. Well, also, like, are you planning for the future? Are you trying to secure a piece for the future? Or are you trying to secure a piece for LeBron James to win right now? So it's the same question that we're asking for both franchises, and how Rob Pelinka handles that question ultimately will determine the future of the franchise.
You're quoting Robert Frost?
Yeah.
Two roads diverge in a yellow wood.
And I chose the road less traveled by, my friend.
Or Yogi Berra. We remember the guy who made the Yogi Berra documentary was on our show. Mm. You know what Yogi Berra said about that? When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Take it.
Could Kyrie Irving end up a Laker? Lakers fans, would you want him? If you had to lose a piece like Hachimura or Austin Reeves. And it's time for Jay to give us his game plan.
Oh, God.
888 say
ESPN. You said that
every
time. My game plan's on point.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can download the app if you don't already have it. Click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You can see us on ESPNU, ESPN2 till 8 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, Jay.
Of course, you can download the podcast.
What up,
anytime.
Baby? Before we dial into your famous game plan, I want you to hear something and let me know if it's just authentic, if it's natural, if this how it rolls. New. I want you to tell me what you just said. I want to hear it come out of your mouth. I want Jay to judge it. Come on, man. Don't act nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You can't get it out now?
Well,
what'd you say, Nunito?
Oh, when I was talking to our boy Benjamin from L.A., yeah. And I was saying, what's good and what's up, brother?
Yeah, he just rolled out, what's up, brother? I said,
that
okay.
That sounds natural.
Listen, I'm having this conversation with Pat. Like, I'm not going to talk to Benjamin the way I talk to Frank. Like,
why, is Frank like, hello, Frank? Could the call in
well,
to KJM?
No, I don't do that, but like,
top of the
it's like,
morning,
how are you
Nuno?
Doing, sir?
Just be yourself, Nunito.
I am. That is my me
how
being myself.
How
come
you never speak Portuguese on the show?
Well, Jay, I have a few ideas about that one.
Thank you, Max.
I mean,
back to you, Max.
No slang, no nothing.
Well,
why doesn't he speak Portuguese on the show, you ask?
Oh, no, I do, Jay, sometimes when I'm cursing you guys out, but that's besides the point.
Right. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Same reason I don't speak Yiddish on the show, Jay.
You do speak Yiddish on the show. You've done it before.
Very, very rarely.
You've done it before.
Ahinu neher, aber nicht dasach.
See?
All right.
What did you say?
Here and there, but not a lot. Look.
That was beautiful.
It sounds like he knows what he's talking about, huh?
Poetry.
Jay, you have a game plan, apparently. Don't do it in Yiddish or Portuguese. Do it in English.
Ebonics? No. Oh, wow. No.
Jeez,
nope.
Jay. Come
We're
on.
Building.
What? They got theirs. We can't have ours? Never mind.
Well, technically, we never
we do. Well, that's a deeper story.
Everything we have, every time we get something,
I don't.
We're just going to appropriate it, Jay, anyway. Go ahead.
All right. Game plan for Miami. Now, these are technical terms, but let's dig into it real quick. Number one, transition defense, right? The issue they had in game one is a lot of cross-matching in transition defense was not good for the Miami Heat. They got a lot of mismatches, hence why you saw Aaron Gordon have 6 post-ups for 12 points in the first quarter. He had 0 post-ups for 0 points in game two. You got to point out those matchups and get back in transition and actually get to the free throw line. That's what we saw Miami do in game two. They attacked. They got to the free throw line. Denver only had 2 more free throws than they did in game two, and they had 20 attempts as opposed to game one, 2 free throw attempts for the Miami Heat. Right, so I thought those are 2 big things, and also staying in single coverage on Nikola Jokic and continuing to change up the defensive game plan to keep guys like KCP or keep guys like Michael Porter Jr., who will be more focused on tonight offensively to limit their touches to make Jokic feel like he has to do it by himself. Those are the 3 game plans for the Miami Heat. Then for Denver, I'm going to say this, right? Don't falter from the game plan. Stick to your coverages. Communicate. Have a sense of urgency on all the off-ball screen action that Miami likes to run. There are too many defensive breakdowns. Yes, I'm talking about KCP. Yes, I'm talking about Michael Porter Jr. And yes, I'm even talking about Nikola Jokic and being in drop coverage. You have to at least get a hand up if Jimmy Butler comes off to deter him from seeing the bucket, from getting him going, which he wants to do in the fourth quarter. And the last thing I'll say is you have to continue to focus on those matchups with Aaron Gordon. All right, you're going to see them start Kevin Love again tonight. And when Kevin Love has that matchup against Aaron Gordon, Aaron Gordon has to attack it off the dribble. Find a way to attack. Like, you can't have Kevin Love out there, 36, 37 years old, playing perimeter defense against Aaron Gordon. Don't settle and just pass the rock. Attack him off the dribble. Attack that mismatch and stop letting it be used for an advantage for the Miami Heat. And the last thing I'll say is, look, you got to make Butler work on both ends of the floor. Jamal Murray cannot settle. Just make him work. Attack him. And also, if Jokic sees single coverage, continue to attack. But I would like to see Michael Malone do more things like dribble handoffs with Michael Porter Jr. and with KCP to get them more involved in the offense earlier in the game.
Jay, you predicted that heading into the series that Spoelstra would bait Jokic into becoming a scorer the way he baited other teams with various defensive strategies into doing something he could live – if they beat him that way, he could live with it.
Boston in the three-point shot.
Boston in 3-point shots, exactly. So obviously, they're going to have to do something about that or they're playing into Spoelstra's hands.
You may see a little twist tonight, Key. Look for Jokic to be involved in pick and rolls with Jokic being the primary ball handler.
Ooh.
Jokic, I mean, you
is
see.
Is that the way he's going to get other people involved with the, you know, because clearly he could score the points, but the assist that he wasn't able to get the assist, so therefore people wasn't scoring and getting involved. Is that how, Jay?
So if you see him, like, you know, we call it the pinch post or the elbow, same thing, right? If you see him elbow extended, catch that ball. Like, I would look to see whoever that small is to start setting some picks, right? So you force matchups, and you create reads, and you force the defense to contract. The way you beat zones in the fourth quarter is you apply more man-to-man principle offensive strategies, right? So look for more pick and rolls because I think that is a key. Because now if you have Bam switch, you put a small on Jokic, and it creates more mismatches for Bam and Jokic as well.
So you already know that. So – Spoelstra already knows that. So how does he plan on countering the counter, do you think?
I mean, we'll see what happens tonight.
That's quite a game plan from Jay. 888-SAY-ESPN. ESPN. Man, this is an interesting,
it's a tactician
interesting
game.
Finals and a pivotal moment in the series.
By the way, ratings are up on this year compared to last. I mean, it's funny. You know, we always get lost into like the brand name teams, Lakers and Celtics. But like, you're truly wondering, like this, it's almost like Miami's becoming America's team to a degree. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like they're the underdog. Like you root for the underdog, a team that just doesn't care what the media has to say, believes that they believe they can win the whole thing.
Right. Only me and Kendrick Perkins believe them. I'm offering anyone wanting a ticket on the bet. Tickets, if Miami wins game three, ticket prices are going up on the bandwagon. There'll still be room. The seats will be there, still available, but the prices are going to skyrocket. Key, can I interest you in a ticket on the Miami bandwagon?
No, I was just trying to dissect what Jay just said. They believe in what they believe they can win. Mm-hmm.
They believe that
they could have taken one believe out of there, maybe. Benjamin in L.A., you're on KJM.
That they believe that if they believe, they'll win.
I know that you know that. I know that you know.
A couple believes.
Yes, Benjamin.
What's up? Yeah, man. First of all, I want to make a bet, too, man. Y'all been betting everybody, man. So I'm trying to get me one of these houses.
Houses?
Keyshawn
and Jay. We ain't giving away no houses, damn. You for sure ain't.
Y'all betting everything else, man. I need to put in a bet. Something, but nah, man. First, let me say this, man. Y'all the funniest sports show ever. Like, I listen even though I ain't calling every day. I listen every day, man. I'm talking, I'll be in tears, man. I'm at the gig spot. Be rolling, man. So, y'all, man, much love to y'all. But, Max, I got to say this real quick, and I will get to the Lakers real quick. Max, you've been saying Ja Morant don't make his teammates, but, bro, that is the most ridiculous claim mm-hmm. ever, man. You got to watch these games, man. And I know you want to reply. Huh?
Get him.
Benjamin,
who makes his teammates better?
Benjamin, you listen to the show, so you know I'm a big Ja Morant fan as a player. He and Patrick Mahomes are my two favorites to watch. No, he doesn't. The proof is in the pudding. The record doesn't change when he's not playing.
Don't over talking, Max. Let him say what he needs to say, Max.
Exactly.
That's part of my technique.
Please, check me out, Max. Defense travels, man. Any team, Keyshawn said, LeBron James go out, the Lakers still win. Defense travels. Every team knows that. Every sport
Benjamin,
knows
listen,
that.
Listen.
Benji, we're going to put
we'd
you on hold.
To talk to
I
you
need you to
some
stay
more.
On the line.
However, we're never getting back to you on this show, Benjamin, because Gilbert Arenas is coming
that
up.
That is a
never
lie, Benji.
Happen.
Stay on the line. We're
stay
getting
on,
back to you
Benji,
after Gil.
We'll
KJM, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Rock the bells. Gilbert Arenas, former NBA guard, three-time NBA All-Star, Agent Zero, host of Gil's Arena, with us now. Gil's Arena, hosted by Gilbert Arenas and Josiah Johnson. Gil's Arena airs live Tuesday through Thursday, 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Part of the Underdog Content Network is available on YouTube, the iHeartRadio app, and everywhere podcasts are heard. Good morning, Gilbert.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Yo, Gil, real talk, real quick. Why are you making little baby girls cry, man? What's going on with that? I saw a video of you online. You made you made somebody's child cry. One of your boys. I think it was Nick Young's baby. Baby girl.
Oh, yeah. That's Nick Young's baby. You can make her cry. All his kids. You just pick on all his kids, you know? Got to get them ready for the real world.
Why he's on the Dave Chappelle skit? I didn't stop on nobody's couch. Yeah, no, I did it.
That's true. You got to get ready at some point. Somebody got to get them ready, right?
Yes, sir.
Gilbert Arenas somehow has transplanted part of Times Square and put it in his basement or something. I mean, I can't get over the studio. This is a home studio. It's nuts. What do you think about
game? My first one.
Gilbert, what do you think about game three tonight? I mean, the winner of game three in a knotted series wins 80% of the time. They're at Miami, but Denver's going to make some adjustments. It was a close game, game two. Who do you like tonight?
Denver. You know, going into the fourth quarter, you know, they were up eight, and Duncan Robinson hit, about 10 points in about a four-minute span. And from there, they just capitalize on that lead, and Jimmy does what Jimmy does the last 5 minutes, control the tempo, control the game. If it wasn't for those shots, you know, they'd probably get blown out again. So the guys in Miami have to play well every game to have a chance to win. A decent game, they get blown out.
So Gil, I've been straight up arguing with Max and Key about this and callers. And I know we've been arguing about it, damn it, for, you know, a lot of Miami Heat callers. Because, you know, I keep saying that Denver is the more talented team.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the more talented team to you?
Here's your argument. You take Denver's starting five and you say, all right, go make Denver's starting five roster. The only person who's going to make that team in their position will be Jimmy. He will beat out Michael Porter Jr. Everybody else will not make that starting five. So
how could they, Gil?
Thank you, Gil.
How could they run through the East in the playoffs the way that they did? I understand Giannis got hurt, Jake, so be quiet. I get it. But how could they run through the East in the playoffs if
who was their next matchup?
The Knicks.
New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they took care of Boston, and now they 1-1 with the Nuggets, switch home court back to them tonight.
Okay, so with a team like Miami, right? You can't knock. They're great at what they do, right? The players are maximizing their talents. They're very disciplined on the defensive end. They take the shots that they take. So playing against a Boston team that has a lineup of Al Horford as the person that's supposed to block shots, okay. And then you have two point guards at the guard position that are defensive players, but they're too small for the guy they're supposed to be guarding, which is Jimmy Butler. So in a seven-game series, the disciplined team will win. Now you're playing against a bigger team that's also disciplined with more talent.
Go ahead, Key. Go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought, Gil, how do you explain that they are outscored? Not only is this an eighth seed that's you know, running wild through the playoffs, but they're outscored in the first quarter through the playoffs. They're outscored in the second quarter through the playoffs. They're outscored in the third quarter through the playoffs. They're minus in all those quarters. They're plus 90 in the fourth quarter of the Heat. Plus 90. How do you explain that?
Jimmy. Jimmy Butler. When you get to like the last 5-6 minutes, like even last game, I think 14 out of the last 17 points, it was him. Either he scored it or made the pass that contributed to that bucket. So he is like Jokic, Steph Curry, mixed with Draymond Green in the last 5 minutes of, you know, the game in the fourth quarter. So he really takes pride in making sure they get great possessions. So that stat would make a lot of sense because in the fourth quarter, it's Jimmy doing everything.
Former three-time NBA All-Star Agent Zero Gilbert Arenas joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yo, Gil, if you were Kyrie Irving, what would you do? Would you re-sign with Dallas and run it back with Luka? You want to get to Bron and play in L.A. land? You willing to go through that whole thing again? Like, oh, like you got to go to LeBron to find a way to win. What would you want to do?
It all depends where he's at mentally. If he's trying to get back to championship status, I will go with LeBron. If you're trying to really find out who you are, get out of the media for a while, I'll stay with Luka. It's a safer duel. But it is the NBA, so you know you're going to get coverage anyway. But it really all depends on what he's looking for at this moment in time.
So if you are Kyrie, who do you think needs one another more? Does LeBron need Kyrie, or does Kyrie need LeBron?
Depends on when we talk. If LeBron needs another championship and he wants another championship, he needs Kyrie.
Okay.
He needs that fourth quarter player that can make shots, that can create offense when offense is broken. Kyrie needs LeBron to take the pressure off of just his image itself, right? Mm-hmm. No one's ever questioning Kyrie's basketball play, right? It gets that part of his game gets overshadowed by, you know, the off the court personal stuff. And I think, you know, when LeBron is on a team, no one focuses on anyone else outside of that court. And, you know, that could be a great thing for Kyrie also.
You know, the crazy thing about it, Gil, is all athletes, we all, me, you, Jay, we all kind of think the same, even though we all play different sports and differently. But you think like I think about Kyrie. Jay thinks the same way you think about Kyrie's situation. Max thinks something totally different.
Well, this is what I think. This is what I think, Gil. Kyrie might be the most skillful player who ever lived. But the fact is, this is not my opinion. I'm just looking at the facts. There are large sample sizes. At every stop he's made, the team has not been better with him than without him, except when he played with LeBron. Like, he's too good for that to be the case, but that be the case, right? Why is that? Why are teams able now in Brooklyn, in Boston, where he goes, in Dallas, they are at least as good without him as they are with him? Why is that?
He's a one-on-one juggernaut type of player, right? Which is, it's the Kobe, the Jordan, you know, skill. Mm-hmm. So when you tell him be number one, what you end up doing is saying, all right, you have the responsibilities of making everyone better, which means he has to try to alter a game that's not his. Mm. Versus LeBron, take care of the team, you do you. You be great at what you do.
This is a great answer.
So what ends up happening is when he has the boat to himself, he has to do things that he's capable of doing it, but he's never had to do it. So with LeBron, you take care of the team, I'll kill. With Luka, you take care of the team, I kill. When it's him by himself, he tries to play point guard. He's trying to get people involved.
With Tatum, he's really more of a point guard. But that's a very good answer, because with James Harden,
but he's not really more of a point guard. That was the problem with Tatum and Jalen Brown.
No, I get that's what Gil is saying. Yeah. It's not, but with James Harden, when he's like, James, you run point. He was great with Harden when they didn't have a lot of games together. But when they were on the, he was. That's a very good second time today. Also, I asked an expert a question, got a great answer.
But also, Max, Gil spoke to the fact that LeBron needs Kyrie if he wants to win another championship, much like me and Jay talked about. That's what LeBron wants to win another title.
He was just in the conference finals playing four close games.
It doesn't matter.
Kyrie. He got a lot closer than Kyrie.
Okay, we're not, I understand.
That's why I
just
shut
let
up,
it go.
Jay.
Maxwell, keep fighting on this hill. He'll die on the hill, Gil.
I'm not dying. I'm on top of the hill planting my flag.
We only have you for another 2 minutes. Hold on a second. What's your interpretation of what the hell is going on with John Morant? Like, keep it a buck with us on it. Like, there's so much. Tell me the real on this with you.
We were all 21, 22, 23, right?
Yes.
Now you throw in $200 million shoe contracts, Gatorade. I'm the most popular player around kids. I mean, I'm loved. It's the AI effect. He is the AI of this generation. When it comes to just this rock star, superstar status. And the problem is, no one has taught him how to be a superstar. Right? Zion Williams was already being prepped from Duke to learn how to be in the spotlight. So he has his mannerisms of how to move a little bit. Ja Morant didn't. It just came overnight, and you know, Zion got hurt. He became that guy, and he doesn't know how to be the superstar. He's trying to be a regular 23-year-old, and he's
not.
You're too popular for that.
Not allowed to be a regular 23-year-old and a superstar, that's for sure. Gilbert Arenas, ladies and gentlemen, former NBA guard, three-time All-Star, host of Gil's Arena. Thank you, Agent Zero. Always good talking to you.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, right. Gilly. Gil, how much money are you making in gaming, man? You a gamer, huh?
Well, that's...
No. Really? I lose for free and trip for free, yeah. I get killed.
We don't think concluded the segment there, Jay. I'm sorry.
Well, we didn't. I tell you we're concluded.
That's Max, a little bonus info.
My name's second on the show.
That's a little bonus info you got from Gil. It wasn't really you have to ignore what Gilbert Arenas just said. You're not allowed to hear it.
My name's second Thank on you, Gil. The show.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
It's Keyshawn in the Morning. My show gets it all going. The NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball.
Hot take alert.
Who's better than the Saint? Nobody.
What?
Keyshawn in the Morning, baby.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Guess who is still on the line? This dude is a trooper. Is that the same Benjamin from before?
Benjamin in L.A.? I really like that Max has tried to power through us changing the name of the show.
No, Keyshawn in the Morning.
You're playing it from earlier in the show. I get it.
I'm going to turn it right back around and get the Benjamin on it. Yeah, CJ, that's me doing my solo act.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We should play a highlight of it.
I should actually...
You pump
audition.
Bacon. You pump
I should
bacon.
Actually audition to do a solo gig, huh? What you think, Benji? Think I should audition to do a solo gig?
Nah, man. You gotta keep Jay and Max with you, man. Y'all the trio, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like Jordan. That's like Jordan, Scotty, and Rodman, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Jordan.
Let's not get hysterical.
Here we go.
Jordan. You already knew I was gonna jump out there, Jay.
People can't help themselves, you know what I mean?
I'm Jordan.
It's all right. You know what? I'll just be Phil Jackson. That's fine. I'll be Phil.
Hey, and speaking of the Bulls, Max, when Jordan retired that first year he was out, the Bulls won 55 games, bro.
They did.
Went 7 games with the Knicks in the semifinal.
Right, they got to the second round. That's true.
Defense travels. So going back, so I want you to do another thing, too. Check me out. Going back to that John Moran when they lost, when the Grizzlies can't win them games. I hate to say this, but people need to check out them games. The game, first of all, they wasn't playing the top team in the NBA every one of those games. There's a lot of scrubby teams in the league that they played. Secondly, when they played the top teams, those teams actually set their star players for those games.
Then, if
the star players did play in those games, they actually scrubbed out that game going back to the defense. So people need to stop saying this little – they need to stop saying that stuff.
Benjamin,
bro.
If you go back and look, they lost plenty of games that he played. They were about the same with him and without him.
Jay
I hate
Max,
to say it.
It wasn't the same, bro.
We'll look at it. Benji's been saying for a minute now.
Benji done did his research, Max.
Max, when you're – Max, go home. Go home, Max. When you're eating those pterodactyl dinosaur nuggets, Google the games, bro. And look at the stat lines. These teams, first of all, like I said, bro, they playing a lot of scrubby teams, bro. it's a lot of whack teams in the NBA. So every team you play, just because Ja Morant ain't in, don't mean y'all played the best.
I'm an enormous Ja Morant fan. He along with Patrick Mahomes are my two favorite to watch. But the fact is, he has yet to elevate the team.
You saying wrong stuff, man. Y'all not saying the right stuff.
Benjamin.
You're going to say Kyrie is the most skilled player ever. Man, what?
He's on a short list.
Hit him with that, what, right there. The most skilled player ever, bro.
What? Yeah, he's on a very short list. Look at the skills package. Look at the handles. Probably the best ever. Look at the layup package. Probably the best ever.
Michael Jordan.
He can shoot the lights out.
You ain't heard of Jay Will sitting right next to you?
Skill for skill, he's right there with anyone. Maybe a little ahead. He's more recent.
He's not there with no Michael Jordan. Skill-wise,
you're conflating talent. Hold on, Benjamin. You're conflating talent and skill. He may not be as talented as Jordan.
You gotta have skill to be the greatest ever.
His skill is as refined as anyone's ever.
I kind of agree with you, Benji. It's like when people say, this dude isn't athletic. I'm like, well, wait a minute, man. Hold on. You can't be in the NBA and be doing what you're doing if you're not athletic.
What?
You just can't.
Exactly.
Benji, you know, I love basketball. I study basketball.
Really?
I watch a lot of tape. I disagree with a lot of Max's takes. I do it publicly here on our show. Kyrie's skill package, though, is up there with some of the best ever to do it, though. If you watch Kyrie's footwork, it's up there with likes of Kobe's or MJ's. If you watch Kyle's,
I didn't say it wasn't up there. He said he is the best skill player.
If you have to pick, if you have to pick one player,
he wasn't up there. He's
Benjamin
Hall.
If you have to pick one player,
best skill player ever.
If you have to pick one player, skills package, Kyrie has probably the number one handles of all time. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Probably the number one layup package of all time. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Is he an elite shooter and scorer from all three levels?
Yes.
I mean, how's his footwork?
It's incredible.
I mean, dude, how many more things are there?
But everything he just described, Jay, I could point to Steph Curry with the same thing.
No doubt. Those are the candidates. There are a couple other guys. Kobe, too.
Crazy. His shot is crazy. Kobe Bryant, crazy. So, yes, he's up there. But if Benji is saying that Max said he is the best.
Because you got to choose one. Choose one, Key.
I see why Benji going at you.
Choose one. Choose one, Key.
Kevin Durant.
You say Durant's the most skillful player ever?
Yeah.
You think if Kyrie was 7 feet tall, he wouldn't be better than Kevin Durant?
But man, Michael Jordan.
Right, because but his skills play so
well. Michael Jordan is ridiculous.
No question. Kobe Bryant.
All right. Anyway, 10 seconds.
Kyrie is right there. He's right there.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, another thrilling episode. Greenie coming up.
Messi's coming to the United States.
Tomorrow.
Come on, Messi.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.